Part 2 on immigration's economic costs and benefits. Political scientist Lynn Leverty, Rick Altman, political consultant, sociologist Max Castro.
Numbers vary. One of the problems we have in immigration is we really don't know how much it costs, and any two economists won't agree.
If you're an illegal alien in this country and you have a baby, that baby is automatically a citizen, and then the entire welfare industrial complex opens up to this child. Doctors and hospitals want the taxpayer to pick up health care costs. Government agency bureaucrats want the size of their bureaucracies to grow.
My grandparents came through Ellis Island. They did not get welfare. They did not get free medical benefits. If they didn't work, they didn't survive, they died. We have too many problems as it is right now, but we're worrying about other citizens around the world.
Undocumented immigrants don't consume a lot of welfare services.
In California, one student costs the taxpayers $4,800 a year at a minimum. There's no way that illegal immigrants are paying their way in terms of educational costs, health care costs.
If you look at the lifetime of the immigrants, the child of an illegal immigrant may contribute many times over the money that has been spent as a result of the education he received, which is an investment.